We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can watch Ken Danico tonight, NHL tonight. Check this out. It's 6 o'clock p.m. Plus, NHL Network going to feature modern day coaching roundtable with all-star coaches John Cooper, Paul Maurice, Bill Peters, and Todd Reirden at 8 o'clock. Tonight, and we do talk to Ken Danico right here on the Fan Morning Show. Ken, good morning. How is everything?
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing this beautiful morning?
We can't figure it out, and I think that's the first question, Ken, is we can't figure it out. Are the Penguins a very good team that could skate with anybody on any night? Can they make a deep run? Are they a middle-of-the-pack team? Where are the Penguins? Because they've yet to forge an identity this season.
Well, first off, I think that's what's so intriguing year in, year out about the National Hockey League. There's always surprise teams. There's different teams you go, this team's going to have an opportunity to make some noise, or even just getting in the playoffs as far as bunched up. I look at the Western Conference, eight teams are going to be vying for that wild card spot or the third position in the Central. And as far as the Penguins go, out east, look, we always know, we say it year in, year out, have they fallen a little bit? Have they dipped? Is it the time that the Penguins are a team not as formidable, not a Stanley Cup contender? And then we grab ourselves and say, you know, watch them do what they do in the playoffs, even if they just barely get in or whatever it may be, because of the likes of Sidney Crosby, and still the best player in the world for me, and Matt Murray, who's won two cups, has been up and down this year a little bit, much better lately, we know, but still has his dips, but he's a incredibly young goaltender that steps up when it matters most. So I don't think you can ever count Pittsburgh out. They're inconsistent this year, like some other teams along the way. They've had ups and downs, exactly what you're talking about. I think defensively at times they're not as good in their own zone, and maybe haven't paid attention to detail as much as they do when it really counts, and that's down the stretch come playoff time. But we know that you have to get in, right? And there's no doubt in my mind Pittsburgh will, but you don't want to flirt with danger. And I know they lost 4-0 last night. And, you know, my team, the New Jersey Devils, who don't win too often on the road for whatever reason, have the Penguins' number. And those are kind of the games where Pittsburgh struggled at times against teams near the bottom of the league. And we will see along the way, but I still think there's plenty of time for them to be a team that's going to be a contender again. And again, I know you guys hear it all the time, but I look no further than Sidney Crosby, and I have that much admiration and respect for him, and he's still in his prime, that he's able to rally the troops and get them playing at their best. And when you have a leader like that, it goes a long way, and a player with his acumen and leadership is a guy that I just think gets his team galvanized.
NHL Network's Ken Danico with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ken, your opinion. Why didn't the Derek Brassard experiment work here in Pittsburgh? And can Jared McCann and Nick Bjugstad, one of those two, be what the Penguins want from their third-line center?
Well, you know what? It really is strange. And if I had the answer, I'd bottle it and be a millionaire when you make a deal. Because Derek, a deal, and you think it's a perfect fit. A guy like Derek Brassard, who's such a skilled, gifted player, but it really didn't work in Pittsburgh. He just never seemed to find his game. And I don't know exactly what it is. I think for some reason, certain players just don't seem to fit into a system and style of play. You would think a guy like Brassard, with the talent the Penguins have, would have put up some offensive numbers. He just really didn't find it in Pittsburgh. And it's strange to me. Bjugstad's an interesting case. If you watch him, I mean, he's big, he's got a great set of hands, can skate, and he's been somewhat of an enigma in Florida a lot of his career, up and down, and he's still a young guy, so I think he's a guy. McCann's a worker, can really skate, so I think you know what you're going to get from him. But Bjugstad's the guy, the wild card, I think, that needed a change of scenery, one of those guys that really did And I think he could really excel playing with some top players, like whether it's a Malkin or a Crosby. But it's work ethic for me and consistency on a nightly basis for any young guy. And Buchstead's one of those guys. And injuries have plagued him as well throughout his first 4 or 5 years in the league. But he's a guy that I think a change of scenery and being around guys like Crosby, Malkin, Kessel could make a world of difference. And maybe he can come out of or be that guy everybody expected when he was drafted, that big, strong, power-type forward.
Well, is that something, Ken, we're talking to Ken Danico, NHL Network. You think about this with Justin Schultz, right? Is this the mark of Jim Rutherford in so much as maybe it's not working somewhere else? Let's bring him in here, and he's able to maximize guys that you think they should be better. They should be playing better than they are somewhere else. They come into Pittsburgh or under Jim Rutherford, where he was formerly, and they succeed.
Well, I think that's a great analogy. I mean, you look at Justin Schultz, and that's another reason why you bring up a good point when we talk about the Penguins. Boys, should Schultz make a world of difference? I know it's going to take time, and he's been out all season pretty well with a pretty serious injury, and it will take him time when he does get back, but I guess that's coming sooner than later. And that's a difference maker, a guy that is such a puck-moving defenseman in this day and age of the game. I hear you talk about promote the round table with coaching in the National Hockey League and the new wave of guys that Kevin Weeks does a terrific job when he sits down with these guys. And they'll tell you it is a different game, and Justin Schultz fits into that game. And he's a guy that, yeah, couldn't find himself in Edmonton. A lot of that was system. A lot of that was the chaos that went on with the Oilers. He comes to Pittsburgh, and he's able to play to his strengths, and the Penguins found a perfect role for him along the way, certainly. And that's when Letang was down at times. With injury, he was able to get that opportunity and all of a sudden really take advantage of it. I think that's kind of what they're looking for with Nick Buchstead, that change of scenery. Mike Sullivan's an excellent coach, and he understands a lot of times with coaching, you've got to be a psychologist as much as teaching the X and O's. And I think that's maybe what Mike Sullivan along the way will try with Buchstead, and did a terrific job along with Jim Rutherford with Justin Schultz. You're absolutely right. And that change of scenery thing, I never believed in a lot of saying the player is a player and you better perform wherever you are. There's pressure and you make good money to perform for your team, but for some reason certain places does not work as well. And I think that's what they're looking for and hoping Nick Buchstead, but I think it's a great analogy of Justin Schultz. I mean, all the skill in the world can skate, offensive ability, but he looked lost in Edmonton at times, and then he goes to Pittsburgh all of a sudden, and he's a top defenseman and playing extremely well. So that's something, I guess, they're hoping for Nick Buchstead, and Penguins fans can maybe look forward to. Doesn't mean it's going to happen for sure, but certainly that's a great way to look at it.
NHL Network's Ken Danico with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ken, part of your success in the league was that you were willing to stand up for your teammates. The Penguins' last three fights have been Evgeny Malkin, Zach Aston-Reese, Jamie Oleksiak. Oleksiak got a concussion, got shipped out of town a month or so later. Zach Aston-Reese out long-term. Evgeny Malkin out now with an upper body injury that he suffered in that dust-up with Stamkos earlier this week, late last week. Is the game changing to the point where the risk-reward is just not there for fights in the game anymore, despite the fact that it's part of the tradition and a part of the fabric of the game?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it certainly is a fine line, right? I mean, I'm still a believer. Every once in a while, you have to have that certain guy that can change a game. And I don't, that doesn't mean by fighting. Yes, as the game changed, it's changed dramatically. And is fighting fallen by the wayside? Absolutely. But there's still emotion. There's still intensity. It's still a contact sport. So that happens. Do I think they're ever going to outlaw it? I don't know. I don't see it anytime in the near future. We just don't see the fights certainly as much anymore. And the Penguins last year tried to address that in the offseason when they acquired Ryan Reeves and for whatever reason traded him, a fit, whatever. And he's done a pretty good job over in Vegas, and he doesn't get in too many scraps because nobody wants to scrap. He's kind of that deterrent because he's the toughest guy in the league. So I don't know exactly why in Pittsburgh, but at times I still believe players along the way sitting on their bench when they have a guy that can handle things when it might get out of hand or it might get chippy, It just makes a player play a half inch taller and 10 pounds heavier. Not like the old days. It was a different game. We know that. I've gone with the times. Puck possession, speed, skill. You miss some of that character, but you're right. The risk-reward at times isn't worth it, but you can't think like that. I don't believe. I mean, I guess you don't want your top players scrapping. I personally, it's not about fighting. It's competitiveness. It's battling along the wall, swinging those one-on-ones. And Malkin has that competitiveness, so every once in a while, he's the guy that plays with emotion and has a scrap. Yeah, you hate to see a talented player like that go down. But if you're a player and you're always tentative thinking like that, I don't think that's – I think that's when injuries come more along the way. But is fighting going by the wayside? Well, it already has for a few years now, no question in my mind. And do I miss it every once in a while? Certainly I do, because even though it's once every 10 games, when there's a good scrap, the fans don't turn away or don't go get up and go get some popcorn. They're pretty into it. So it's there every once in a while, but I'm fine with it being kind of, you know, out of the game for the most part. But it's a physical contact game. Like I said, it's emotional, so you're still going to see the odd scrap, but you don't want to see injury. And I think that's just kind of an unfortunate situation with a couple of guys that you mentioned.
Great stuff, Ken Danico. Ken, we thank you so very much for joining us. Again, you can watch Ken on NHL Tonight, 6 o'clock, plus NHL Network going to feature that modern-day coaching roundtable. All-star coach is John Cooper. He's a fascinating dude, man. Paul Maurice, Bill Peters, we know Todd Reardon really well here in Pittsburgh. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. That's Wednesday night tonight on NHL Network. We thank you so much, Ken.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
All right. Great.
Thanks,
great
Ken.
You know, I love his answer about fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say I don't want it, but...
I loved it.
Spur of the moment, it happens. I want to say I don't want to see guys get hurt, especially... But you get the juices flowing. Well, I mean, that's what it is.
It's why it was great to have him on today after we had that conversation yesterday, because he was a guy, much like Ryan Reeves, who we talk about all the time. Danico didn't do it with scoring, but he was able to play the game, and he played the game really well for some very good teams, but he'd also drop you in an instant if he had to.
Yeah, it was it just the on the fence. Like, there are some old guard guys, and Ken gets it. There are some old guard guys like, nope, we need to have it in, or Sidney Crosby's eye will get put over by his ear. You have to have it. A boot.
It's a boot deterrence.
Yeah, there are some of those guys, but then there are the old guard that are understanding what some of the people who don't want it in the game think. And that was great to hear from Ken Danico.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.